This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And today I'm going to share with you about something that happened to us as I'm making this tape. It would have been last Friday, as we were at the Inside Out conference that Pastor Melissa Harris and Kylie Gatewood, used to be Oaks, their annual meeting. They had to put it off because Melissa had been very sick at the first date it was scheduled, and she had a miraculous healing. So it was rescheduled for July. And I had been asked to speak on Saturday morning at 9:30. I have been recently instructed by the Lord that He wants me to take up again. I've been listening to Brother Hagin's teaching on the glory of the Lord. I've been reliving how that all happened. And I shared that with you the first 2 days. How it happened in his life, how it happened in my life. Now, I'm going to read the scripture here from 2 Chronicles chapter 5, which Brother Hagin would always read. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Then all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. Verse 2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the seventh month. This would have been the Feast of Tabernacles, they say Sukkot. Verse 11. Now this is when the temple is finished. They're going to dedicate it. The ark is down in the lower city, David's city, where the palace is. And then you come up, march up to the Temple Mount. And they carried the ark. Verse 11, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. There would have been 4,000 and more. Also the Levites, the singers, of Asaph, all of them, of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets, that would be shofars. And it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard and praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now, every time Brother Hagin would read that, he would read it with special emphasis. And ever since the Lord asked him to study on the glory, whenever he had a meeting, unless it was just a teaching meeting, if he were having a meeting like a Holy Ghost meeting or a nighttime meeting, he would always have the people stand and say, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah! For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And the congregation would speak it, and sometimes the degree of the presence would go higher, higher, and Brother Hagin would begin the meeting by prophesying. Sometimes it was not that way, but many times it was. So he always knew that that was a key to the manifestation of the glory, the oneness, the one sound. And I heard him say one night, somebody has to write a song about this. And there have been some songs, but they were never the right one. When I studied Hebrew, the Lord told me to go study Hebrew in the land. I wanted to know what they said in Hebrew. And so I found out. And often when I go out, I have the people stand and sing that in Hebrew. Now, I'm going to read you about the meeting that we just had last Saturday. And I wrote this up. So this is what I wrote up. For some time, I've sensed a leading to get back to the revelation of the glory. The Lord stirred in Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's heart and in mine back in the 1970s. So I listened to Kenneth Hagin's first tapes after the Lord had told him it would behoove him to look up all the scriptures on glory. Invited to speak at the 9:30 Saturday morning, actually it was Friday, Friday morning meeting, July 13, 2013, I began by playing the beginning portion of one of Kenneth E. Hagin's tapes, wherein he began by reading many of those scriptures. I told the congregation that from this time on, Brother Hagin would begin almost every meeting by having the people say, "For the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever." He seemed to sense that their making one sound in unity was a part of the manifestation of the glory of God. When I studied Hebrew, I had a desire to learn what they said in Hebrew. From time to time, at the Lord's leading, I had the congregation to sing it with me. As nearly as I can tell, they did it that day at the temple's dedication, 2 Chronicles 5. Of course, I don't know exactly how it was, but I do know some things about it. I know they sang antiphonally. That means there was a leader. The Levite choir leader had a big white cloth, and he would begin it, and then they would sing it after him antiphonally. Now, what they said was, "Praise the Lord is hallelujah." They said, "Hallelujah, ki, for, tov, good, for he is good, ki, for, leolam, forever, chasdo, his mercy." That's how it's written in the Hebrew in the Bible. Hallelujah, ki, tov, ki, leolam, chasdo. And so when I'm teaching and I'm led to do this, since to do it, I will begin and I will do it, hallelujah. And they will repeat, hallelujah. And I ask them to be as nearly in unison as they can, not to let their voice stick out over another voice, not to sing harmony, but as nearly as possible, make it one. Hallelujah, hallelujah, ki tov, ki tov, ki leolam chasdo, ki leolam chasdo. I'm singing the voice, lead voice, and then the choir voice. And we sang that at the Inside Out conference I'm telling you about on Friday. And that morning when we finished, after singing it 10 times, I know it was 10, I was counting off on my fingers, I heard what seemed to be a male voice accompanied by lesser voices. And that voice and its accompanying voices continued singing after we stopped. I looked to the left, and it seemed to me to come from behind the wall to my left. I thought it to be natural voices. I thought sometimes when you go into a place like a public place that you rent, they rent the room next to you to other groups. And I've often had someone had to, you know, speak over like a rock band or something. But this time I looked past those doors over there and I thought, you know, they must have rented that to a church group and they've picked up singing with us. It was a little muffled, but the outstanding voice of it was a male voice and it was very loud and clear. And they just kept singing and kept singing after we stopped after our 10 times. And so I started speaking over the voice. I got louder over the voice to go on with my teaching. Now, in the room with me as the engineer is Jared, my grandson, Jared Houle. And Jared, you were sitting on the front row. Explain what happened on the front row.
Well, I was sitting next to my sister, mom, a few others, and we were not just front row. We were more to the left side. We were far away.
So you're to my right.
I'm to your right.
And the voice is coming to my left.
Yes. So it was, I noticed, and I could hear it, and it was a sound. It just sounded, I heard it with my natural ears. Mm-hmm. It was very loud, and it was right on harmony, like right on tune. There you go. Right on pitch, like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on. It's funny to think about, cause at first you're like, oh no, Mimi's trying to, go over this voice. They need to, you know, listen, but then it's, what is that voice? You know, that voice is beautiful. I'm looking at Hannah and Hannah's looking at me and I'm looking at Mom, and it went on like 3 or 4 times, the whole saying. It wasn't just like, I think I heard something.
Mm-hmm.
It was, are you hearing what I'm hearing? And everyone mm-hmm. else was looking around, you know, thinking the same thing. And we just automatically assumed there were some prayers. That's what I thought. I knew there were some prayers in another room praying during our service, but it was a male voice.
There were no males in that prayer service.
Right.
There were just women, 3 or 4 women. And they said, the prayers said that it was as if 3 male voices, one stronger than the others, joined them. And as we all sang, and that the male voices then continued, and they couldn't stop because the male voices didn't stop. Kylie ran over there and told them to be quiet, but that's what the prayers told her. Now, this is from a seasoned prayer warrior. This came by email from Donna Bowden. Donna Bowden was in the meeting. She just hurried out right at the end of that meeting, and she emailed back to my daughter. Dear Brenda, I'm wondering, did anyone mention to you hearing the song sung that your mother led of Hallelujah, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Hasdo? After she finished and went on with her teaching, I heard low male voices for just a few minutes. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Enough that they sang it through several times. It was muted in the background, almost like they wanted the song to go on and on. Then they stopped. I know you hear and see angels, so wondered if maybe you heard it too, or someone else did. I thought at first I imagined it, but then when it stopped, I realized I'd actually been hearing it. It was beautiful. Pastor Melissa Harris, who hosted the meeting, reports that at least 40 people, in the next meeting they ask how many heard it, at least 40 people attested that they heard the singing. And like Jared said, you heard it with your natural ears. It didn't just have to be somebody that was in the spirit. They were hearing it with their natural ears. It was amazing to me that it was as we sang Hallelujah, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Hasdo. So many things like that happening. The glory of God's going to manifest in these last days. And of course, that's how the book of Revelation ends, with the glory of the Lord in the church of the living God and then beginning to fill the earth. And so that's in the future. The book of Revelation points to it, and we're going to be having a school on the book of Revelation. I'm going to do all the teaching. It's going to start this coming August 3rd, this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Then there'll be a night, Saturday night session at 7, Sunday at 3, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night at the Oak Ridge Boys Theater in Branson, Missouri on Highway 248. You can call us, and we do wish you would call us and tell us you're coming to register. There's no money to register, but we would like to know how many are coming. And so if you just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447, or 417-336-4877, and just say we'll be there. You don't have to register. It's not necessary. We just like to know that you're coming. And so this is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow when we talk a little bit more. And I'm going to give a prophecy from Brother Hagin you'll surely want to hear. So we invite you to be with us tomorrow when we look at the glory of the Lord. Shalom.